This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is just in my list of videos today. Anti-Trumper arrested for planning a killing spree of Trump supporters. Leftist who wanted to kill first responders found with an arsenal of bombs and weapons. Told his parents, who he lived with at 31, that he was going to go out. Nothing wrong with living with your parents, but I mean all these people do. We're going to go out and kill Trump supporters. And then I've had this lady on the broadcast before, transgender activist, it's libertarian, Blair White, was assaulted on Hollywood Boulevard for sporting a Make America Great Again hat, a social experiment gone awry. They also broke her nail, grabbed her hand viciously. She wanted to see what would happen. Well, it's like when I go out one of these areas, they attack me, and it was two beta males attacking what, you know, you disagree, it's a woman, a man, whatever, it's an attractive-looking woman. I mean, these are guys thinking they're attacking a woman. You can debate whether, you know, she's a man that thinks she's a woman, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. I don't hate her, as long as she doesn't hate me. And the point is that the left then attacks a woman that they don't like. Here it is. Radio audience walking through busy area doing nothing, wearing the hat.
Make America great again, and what do they represent? Make America.
And then she's there with her boyfriend. All these purposes is a gay couple can't wear their hat, and you've got some guys wearing the pussycat hats. And he, there it is, attacking her. Grabbing the hat away. And the police just let him break her nail. Look at this guy. And I guess she went out there for the fascism march, the pro-fascism march. So, there you go. There is the tolerance, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, again, thinks she's a woman. There's no doubt they think it's a woman. And I've noticed wheelchair, woman, handicapped person, they attack. And it's guys wearing pink hats saying, we want to be feminine. And then they attack, basically, their archetype, a man that's become a woman. Because she's wearing the wrong hat, they're so tolerant. They'll attack a woman. Amazing. Now, I want to move on to this other clip here. There's so many, man. Migrants being sold by Islamicists as slaves, but then no one points out they're Muslims. That's CNN. We've got a bunch of other clips here I didn't get to. It's just totally insane that it's gotten to this point. There's so much I didn't get to today. I've got how the iPhone can be broken into really, really easy. We don't have time to get to that. We've got the Sessions testimony. We've got the Trump rollout that they're promoting in the media. It's just incredible. Oh, I know the clip I want to play. Let's play the clip of the lady that's raised over $75,000 on the GoFundMe site. Steve Watson wrote about this for InfoWars.com. After she flipped off Trump, she became such a hero for flipping off his motorcade that they've given her $75,000. And I'm telling you, that's all they can do is attack you or scream F you. Here is that clip.
A GoFundMe campaign growing for the cyclist who was fired after flipping off President Trump's motorcade. More than $70,000 now raised for Julie Briskman. The GoFundMe calling her a, quote, inspiration to us all. Briskman claims that her employer, a government contractor, fired her for violating the company's social media policy.
You know, I say don't even fire somebody like that. Don't be like the left who fires and physically attacks everybody. But then, you know, we got to get down to their level sometime, I guess. But just how they take their kids out to rallies, too, and just cuss and scream and attack. And it's just a bunch of spoiled, rotten babies that have lived in this cuddled country forever who just want to dominate it, want to run our lives. And I'm sorry. You're not going to run our lives, scum. And if you thought we were asleep before, you were right. We're awake now. So good luck for you to be able to bully the rest of us now that we're awake. Good luck. Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com and NewsWars.com. I'll be with you in 70 seconds.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning. And Paul Watson, hosting from London, England. And here he is, Paul Joseph Watson.
You do when you get up out of bed.
Thanks, Alex. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got a ton of news coming up. First, I want to start off with central theme, which is the war on Christmas. Now, I remember 10, 15 years ago, this is something that Bill O'Reilly, these other neocons, would constantly bring up. People would debunk it and say it's a false concern, it's being exaggerated. There's no war on Christmas. What are you talking about? This is crazy. Well, fast forward to 2017, little bit of a different story. Of course, last week we had the release of the Tesco Christmas ad. Tesco is basically the UK equivalent of Walmart. It's the biggest supermarket chain in the country, one of the biggest corporations in the world. They, of course, released a Christmas ad. They called it a Christmas ad, or at least it was supposed to be that. Didn't have any symbols of Christianity in the ad whatsoever. It did have a gay couple, hijabi Muslims, all this other guff. No actual Christian symbol. Because, of course, we can't have that anymore, can we? You've seen the yogurt products from all these different companies where they have to airbrush out crosses on the top of Christian churches. Because, God forbid, somebody somewhere might be offended. They see the Christmas ad, Tesco ad, that's causing all the controversy in this country over the past week. Of course, there was a backlash to the backlash, which basically peaked yesterday with Twitter. Twitter came out and said this was one of their featured stories in their Twitter moments, which, of course, is on the homepage when anybody goes onto Twitter. So a ton of people would have seen this. They said that this was the actual Twitter moment. I'll read from it. They said people are loving the diversity in the Tesco Christmas ad. This was on the front page of Twitter. Everybody saw this on Twitter yesterday. It says Tesco's Christmas advert features a gay couple and a Muslim family enjoying the season, whatever that means. The advert has drawn mixed reactions, but most viewers seem overjoyed. Like, who on earth would be overjoyed by a commercial? But this is what they said. Most viewers seem overjoyed at the diverse representation. Okay, that is fake news. In fact, I tweeted about it. You go onto the YouTube version of this Christmas ad, this new Tesco Christmas ad, 4,000 thumbs down, 1,000 thumbs up. A 4-to-1 thumbs down to thumbs up ratio, that does not mean people are loving it. That's a complete lie. That is fake news. Certainly doesn't mean that anybody's overjoyed by it. Look at that. It's 6 to 3K now. So they've managed to get it up a little bit. Only 6,000 thumbs down to 3. So now it's 2-to-1. But is that being overjoyed? Is that people loving the ad? No. The vast majority of people don't like it. There've been newspaper articles about it all week.
Well, Paul, this is cultural appropriation. This is what the left's all about, is overriding, taking control of everything, dominating culture.
Well, Alex, it doesn't even make sense. Muslims don't celebrate Christmas. All the headlines were like, oh, you're so offended at seeing Muslims. It's like, no, I'm offended at the facts, or I'm perplexed at the fact there's
It'd
no...
It'd be like if you had an ad saying, this holiday season, support Ramadan at your local halal stores, and then it showed guys in Knights Templar uniforms at the Muslim store buying goat brands.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, why are you so offended by... Nobody really cares. Just at least, like, put a vicar in it or something. A cross. Anything Christian, it's a Christmas ad, for God's sake. But here's the kicker, right?
It's like having a Christmas ad where you drag Santa Claus behind a car.
Yeah, I went into Tesco on Saturday, went to the Christmas section of the store. Not one mention of Christmas. They don't even mention the word Christmas. They've got these Christmas cards, Alex. They call them, they've renamed them. They're now called charity cards.
Paul, you got to go back in and get some footage of this.
Well, I've got the pictures and I tweeted them, but people said, oh, that's because a portion of the proceeds are donated to charity. Yeah, that's always been the case, but they were called Christmas cards, okay? They've changed the name of Christmas cards to charity cards. And this is in one store, okay? So all these people who, oh, you know, I went to a Tesco store in a completely different part of the country and found the word Christmas. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the store that I went in. They had crackers. It said six crackers. They don't call them Christmas crackers anymore. They had a ton of confectionery, chocolate, sweets, that didn't say Christmas anywhere on the packaging. They're deliberately excising out the word Christmas.
They are memory-holding Christmas. They are banning the word.
Yeah, and it's obviously a lame nod to political correctness. It's not this, oh, everyone's welcome. That's how they sell it, Alex. Everyone's welcome. No, Muslims don't care about Christmas. They don't celebrate it. And they're not going to get offended if you don't put them in a Christmas ad. This is a bunch of guilty, self-guilt-tripping white people on the far left who are doing this, and they're literally undermining our culture. Now, this is not some kind of Bill O'Reilly meme from the early 2000s anymore. This is actually happening. There's a headline up on The Guardian, threats to boycott Tesco after Muslim family features in Christmas ad. Again, completely misrepresenting the source of the controversy, which was the fact there were no Christian symbols in the entire ad for Christmas. Just like the yogurt companies, the big yogurt companies, they've airbrushed out the crosses on top of the Christian churches when they sell their products, because God forbid it might offend somebody. This is a deliberate Orwellian process of eliminating words, changing language for the purposes of some lame nod at political correctness. And it's chilling, and we should be angry about this. And yeah, there are some Tesco stores across the country which will have some things that say Christmas, but they're gradually airbrushing it out, and it's insidious. Here's another headline. Again, proving that the war on Christmas is not some right-wing conspiracy theory. Voice of Europe reports, Paris cancels Christmas market, holds special Ramadan party every year. Now, this is a Christmas market in Paris that I've been to on several occasions. Massive cultural icon of a festivity. No longer going to exist. The Champs-Élysées Christmas market in Paris. Champs-Élysées, central Paris, iconic area, has been cancelled by City Hall councillors. It's considered the city's main Christmas market and welcomes 15 million visitors every year. Hugely successful, globally renowned. It's gone. According to a spokesperson of the City Hall, the French capital wants to focus on offering visitors and Parisians more attractive and innovative events that will enhance the Champs-Élysées in a cultural and aesthetic dimension in keeping with this exceptional site. Oh, so you're all bothered about aesthetics. Meanwhile, you're literally building a wall around the Eiffel Tower because Islam's is such a massive religion of peace. Oh, but now you care about aesthetics. Okay. Since 2008, this market in Paris has been organized by Marcel Campion, but due to long-term dispute, the contract was terminated this year. According to Jean-Francois Martin, deputy mayor in charge of tourism, the market wasn't good enough for Paris. So they've cancelled this, but of course, the daily street prayers, where they literally have a call to prayer at 5 a.m. and go and kneel on the street, that will continue. Another one. French top court bans Christian nativity scenes from public spaces. Christmas nativity scenes. The French Council of State has ruled for a ban on Christmas nativity scenes in public spaces unless special circumstances show. that this has a cultural, artistic, or festive purpose. So you can't just have a Christmas festivity, nativity scene in public for the sake of, oh, I don't know, we're a Christian country, this is the very foundation of our entire society. No, that's not a good enough reason. You have to prove that it's diverse enough, that it's representative enough culturally, and we're going to ban it, because you can't prove that. The decision of the Council of State relates to the nativity scene that the mayor of Béziers, Robert Menard, had installed in 2014. In 2015-16, a crèche was again installed, but with a more cultural and festive dimension. Because you can't just have a Christian nativity scene with a baby Jesus and whatever. No, that might offend somebody. Ban it. It was accompanied by a Christmas tree. Can't have that. Ban that. And a mailbox to write to Santa Claus. So even like the non-Christian stuff, there's more commercial stuff, the Santa Claus, the Christmas tree or whatever, which is actually pagan. Even that, they're even banning that, because it might offend somebody, okay? Here's another one. This was last year, and we're going to see more of this. I'll get into it after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show live in...
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com, Capterra.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It doesn't even matter if you're a Christian or not. The fact is, if you want to subvert, undermine, and eventually overthrow Western civilization, which is what the far left wants to do, even though many of them don't know it, they're useful idiots, then you've got to take down Christianity, because it's the fundamental underpinning of Western society. And this is the process that we see right now with the encroachment of Islam, not just radical Islam, but mass Islamic immigration. And yet, in most cases, those who are supposedly, we're told, might be offended by any of this, they're not even offended, they don't even care. It's other people getting offended on their behalf. We've seen it with the yogurt companies, Lidl, Nestle, airbrushing Christian crosses from the yogurt packaging. I mean, most people wouldn't even notice it anyway. If you go to my Twitter, I just retweeted an example of that, a before and after shot. It's a church in Greece. They've airbrushed it out because it had a cross on top of the church. For yogurt. For yogurt. Now you see it. Absolutely incredible. So Tesco's come out with this Christmas ad that has no Christian symbols in it whatsoever. The media took that, spun it, and said, oh, look at all these bigots. Offended because there were some hijabi Muslims in the advert. No, that's not the point. The point is, why are you putting Muslims in a Christmas advert? They don't celebrate Christmas. They don't care. Number two, where are the Christian symbols? All right, you've got gay dads in there. Fair enough, whatever. At least put a cross in there. I mean, come on. And then Twitter comes out and outright lies and says, people are loving the diversity in the new Tesco ad. Go on YouTube, 6,000 thumbs down as of now compared to 3,000 thumbs up. No, people are not loving it. The clear majority of people hate it because they see this gradual Orwellian erosion of tradition, of culture, of language. And it's insidious. It's no longer some Bill O'Reilly meme when it's actually happening. France has banned nativity scenes in public spaces. We had this story last year out of the Express, out of Germany. It's going to be replicated even more so again this year. Remember, this is around the time that an Islamic terrorist migrant barreled a truck through a Christmas market in Berlin, killing, what, over a dozen people, injuring dozens more? These are who we're capitulating to. This is the great capitulation we're witnessing right now. Christmas banned from being mentioned on menu over fears it would offend Muslims. Christmas treats have been taken off the menu and replaced with winter delicacies over fears the phrase would offend Muslims. Function held at the Austrian embassy in Germany still served traditional festive fare, but rebranded them as winter delicacies. So you can't even serve food that's called Christmas because it might offend a Muslim. You know, like the San Bernardino killers were offended by the Christmas party. We don't want to offend those kind of people, do we? Here's another one out of Germany again. We are a Muslim business. Woolworths store cancels Christmas over Islamic customers. Woolworths has cancelled Christmas in one of its German stores after claiming its only remaining customers are Muslim. The former high street favourite went bust 7 years ago in the UK, but still operates 300 stores in Germany. And a row broke out after staff at a branch in Dortmund decided not to bother with Christmas decorations, gifts or music this year because it's now essentially a Muslim store. Shocked locals found out after the Christmas section, which featured decorations, gifts and festive treats, such as chocolate for the Christmases, don't call it Father Christmas, was removed just a few days on display. So that was because it was essentially in a Muslim ghetto. They just got rid of it. Perhaps Tesco shouldn't really be having Christmas sections at all. They shouldn't be selling Christmas cards or charity cards, as they're called now. They shouldn't be selling crackers. They shouldn't be selling wrapping paper. That might offend a Muslim. Decorations, tinsel, baubles, that might offend somebody. I'm starting to get triggered by the fact that they've even got a Christmas section. I mean, think of the precious Muslims. You might offend them. In fact, that's actually a narrative that we've seen from the left. Don't offend the Muslims, it might turn them into terrorists. What? First of all, that's the most Islamophobic thing you could ever say, because it's introducing the premise that you can just turn a Muslim into a terrorist by making them upset, which kind of gives you a clue that it's quite easy for them to become terrorists in the first place. Very bigoted, very Islamophobic, as is Christmas sections all in supermarkets. Get rid of them all. Ban everything. Ban Christmas trees. Ban Santa Claus. Someone might be offended. And if you've got a video on YouTube of a Christmas ad without any Christian symbols in it, like Tesco does, and it's got 6,000 thumbs down compared to only 3,000 thumbs up, just say everybody's loving it. Just lie through your teeth on the front page of Twitter and say everybody loves it. It's so diverse. Everybody's loving it. They're overjoyed. That was the word they literally used. Twitter said people were overjoyed. Yeah, 6,000 thumbs down. That's literally fake news, okay? That is the war on Christmas. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again, given the fact that it's only November the 14th. Before we get back into this news, I want to tell you, though, how you can support InfoWars this Christmas and stock up on great products by taking advantage of extended free shipping. Sales are ending and sales are beginning, so it's your last chance to get on board with some of these sales that are ending, and we have new ones coming through as well. We're extending free shipping while supplies last for Biome Defense 50, the popular probiotic formula. So make sure, while you still have a chance to take advantage of that, 50% off discount. We don't know when this item's coming back, so be sure to get on board with that right now. Z-Shield, we're also adding that and dropping it by 50% plus free shipping, brings you toxic metal and chemical defense support through its proprietary blend of powerful ingredients. Dropped by a whole 50% in price. That's a massive discount. The Caveman True Paleo Formula is back for 50% off again with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. You can experience why Caveman has thousands of 5-star reviews from our third-party reviewers. And again, those reviews are real people. We don't sit there and create fake reviews. They're all verified, vetted. Most of them, the vast majority of them, 5-star for Caveman True Paleo Formula. And that also has free shipping and a huge 50% off. We've also got specials, which are still going on, which won't be around for long. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash, 50% off. And DNA Force, 25% off. Again, with free shipping. Secret 12, a massive 50% off with free shipping. Don't forget Brain Force Plus. The mainstream media, the verified libtards on Twitter, had an absolute meltdown over that last weekend because they found an ad in which I had made a commercial for Brain Force Plus 6 months ago. They found it and they went, oh my God, what's this? We've just discovered this. Yeah, 6 months old. God forbid, I was advertising a nootropic product that's taken by like half the people in Silicon Valley, that's proven to help with cognitive functioning. Brain Force Plus. Nothing triggers them more than you stocking up on Brain Force Plus right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to talk about Barbie's first hijab after the break. Break you to InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to go to a video now, which just went up on InfoWars.com about an hour ago, which I put out, about this transgender individual who's also claiming that he's transracial. This is a white guy. This is a chubby, pasty white guy, born a man. He's not even making the effort to look like a woman, although he claims he's transgender. He also claims that he's transracial. that he's Filipino. He's made decidedly less effort to be transracial compared to Rachel Dolezal, who, of course, the mainstream media came out and elements of it celebrated her. Melissa Harris-Perry, as you'll see in this clip, got up on MSNBC and said, yeah, I think it is possible for people to just become black, even if they were born white with ginger hair, just, you know, because they feel black. They actually signed on to some of that insanity. And this is taking it to a new level. This is the transgender guy who thinks he's a Filipino. Here's the clip.
Man says he's transracial.
Oh, God, not this again. This milky white tub of lard born Adam says he now identifies as a Filipino woman called Jardu.
Whenever I'm around the music, I'm around the food, I feel like I'm in my own skin.
Yeah, you're about as Filipino as Rachel Dolezal is African-American.
Are you African-American?
And who was born white, but mm-hmm. believes that he is Filipino. There are just so many questions here.
You're the news. Why are you treating this as a real news story? What's wrong with you?
So many questions here.
But wait, it gets worse. They talked to a psychologist who, instead of having a normal reaction, you know, laughing uncontrollably for minutes on end, actually legitimized this moron's feverish delusion.
Are they hurting you? Are they hurting anyone else? Are they hurting themselves? And are they just trying to be who they feel they are inside? They're going to be happier.
Okay, so I've decided that I'm a black single mother with 8 children. Can I take advantage of affirmative action? Can I get welfare? I mean, this is who I feel I am on the inside, and I'm not hurting anyone. So who are you to tell me I can't be happy? But it's like at least Rachel Dolezal made the effort. She blacked up and put her hair in cornrows. What's this guy done? Dyed his hair pink and bought a tuk-tuk. He hasn't even made the effort to look like a woman, never mind Filipino. At least the girl who claims she's a cat born in a human body commits to it.
I'd watch the History Channel sometimes for hours.
Oh, but he's watched the History Channel, okay. I've watched some kids' television and now I identify as Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
You know, I had to make sure that it wasn't just me, because if it's just me, then there must be something wrong, or maybe I'm just strange.
Yeah, if we can agree on one thing, mate, it's that you're strange. But hey, when you've got pundits on actual mainstream news shows saying that you can just become black if you feel like it, then all bets are off.
But is it possible that she might actually be black? And there is actually a different category of blackness that is about the achievement of blackness despite one's parentage. Is that possible?
It's absolutely possible.
So if I wear a sombrero on Halloween, I'm guilty of cultural appropriation. But if I just start walking around claiming to be Mexican, that's okay. This is the bed you progressives have made with this "everything is a social construct" crap. So it's time to lie in it. If you're going to claim that men can have babies, that gender is fluid,
and a person's gender identity may change over their lifetime,
that infants shouldn't be assigned a sex at birth, if you're going to claim that biological science no longer matters, and that we're
all on a spectrum,
then you can't argue against this freak's claim that she's a reptile. You can't argue against this weirdo's claim that he's a 6-year-old girl.
I have a mummy and daddy, an adopted mummy and daddy, who are totally comfortable with me being a little girl.
You can't argue against this idiot's claim that he's Filipino. Embrace it, because you're responsible for all this insanity. Time to own it.
This man says he's trans.
That is the video that just went up on Infowars.com earlier. Get it out there. Of course, if you're going to start off on the premise of everything being a social construct, you're going to run into trouble. And now you're running into big trouble with these people claiming that they pour Drano cleaner in their eyes to be trendy. And that's just what they identify as. Don't you dare call it a mental illness. If that's what makes them happy, don't be a bigot. Okay? You own that narrative now. Well done. CNN reports Barbie's first hijab. Meet the new Ibaj Mohammed doll. Mattel, which makes Barbie, announced Monday that the latest doll in its Shiro collection will be modelled after Olympic fencer Ibaj Mohammed. In 2016, Mohammed became the first American to compete in the games while wearing a hijab. She said, I'm proud to know that little girls everywhere can now play with a Barbie who chooses to wear hijab. This is a childhood dream come true. The news was announced at Glamour's Women of the Year Summit. The doll will go on sale in 2018. Barbie has been working hard to make sure its collection of dolls are more diverse in an effort to broaden the brand's appeal. Now, where did this Barbie, hijab Barbie idea originate from? Did it originate from this Olympic athlete? No, it originated from feminists, because we reported on it before that. They were pressuring Mattel into creating a hijab Barbie because, again, they were basically fearful of Trump's election and thought that it would herald a new Islamophobic purge in America. Of course, nothing like that has happened. But they, again, this came from feminists. Didn't come from Muslim groups. It came from predominantly white feminist leftist groups who have sided with Islam, despite the fact that Islam is the most misogynistic, sexist belief system on the planet. And by the way, that's what Arab feminist groups 100 years ago thought, because it was the Egyptian Feminist Union, one of the first feminist groups in existence in that part of the world, that discarded their hijabs as a form of protest. So the very first Muslim Arab feminist group in the Middle East discarded their hijabs. Let that sink in. 100 years ago, they knew it was a symbol of oppression. 100 years later, CNN and all the rest of these dominant cultural institutions are presenting it as a symbol of feminism, coming as it does from the same part of the world that literally gave birth to something called the rape game, which, of course, we saw in Egypt with Laura Logan, and which, of course, we've seen imported into the West on the wave of Islamic immigration, which has brought with it skyrocketing sexual assault figures and the mass molestation of women in major cities like Cologne. Of course, what did the feminists do in Cologne the day after the event, the day after what, 1,000 predominantly Moroccan Muslim migrants molested 2,000 women? What did the feminists do? Did they protest against the migrants for importing their rape culture? No. They went down to the local migrant centre and gave the migrants flowers. That's how the feminists responded to the mass molestation of women. Oh, and by the way, you know what Muslim Syrian women do in areas of Syria that have been liberated from ISIS? What's the first thing they do? They discard their hijab because ISIS enforces stringent rules on Islamic headwear. They make everybody wear a burqa, at least, if not the full face covering. They discard the veils when they're liberated from ISIS. But CNN, feminists, all these dominant cultural institutions want you to believe it's trendy. All right, don't listen to me. Listen to Azra Q. Nomani, the founder of the Muslim Reform Movement. She wrote that the hijab is, quote, a symbol of a dangerous purity culture obsessed with honor and virginity that has divided Muslim communities in our own civil war. Again, this is not me saying this. This is the head of the Muslim Reform Movement. Since the Saudi and Iranian regimes promulgated puritanical interpretations of Sunni and Shia Islam after the 1970s Saudi oil boom and the 79 Iranian revolution. And she lists numerous examples where this purity culture has resulted in the deaths of young women and girls. We'll get back on the other side to talk about it. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So, Mattel has released their first hijab Barbie, having been directed to by actual feminists, who of course have sided with Islam, the most misogynistic belief system on the planet. And we were talking about how the hijab is not a symbol of feminism. Again, no matter how hard they try and sell that propaganda, the hijab is not a symbol of feminism. We were talking about Azra Q. Nomani, the founder of the Muslim Reform Movement. Oh, by the way, the first Arab feminist Muslim groups in the Middle East discarded the hijab. They saw it as a symbol of oppression 100 years ago, but now CNN says it's cool, trendy, and diverse, and it's a feminist symbol. Okay, let's listen to what Azra Nomani says. She cites examples of this hijab purity culture and how it's led to the deaths of young women and girls. Recently in Bareilly, India, a father killed his daughter 4 years old, smashing her head against the floor when her scarf slipped from her head during dinner. In Ontario, a few years ago, a man strangled his 16-year-old sister when she defied their father, including by refusing to cover her hair. Back in November last year, a former University of Missouri instructor dragged a female relative aged 14 out of school by the hair when he discovered she hadn't covered her hair. Today in Iran, friends of the journalist Mahesh Alin Ajad dodge batons as they shoot photos of themselves hair bare in a campaign Alin Ajad started, My Stealthy Freedom, to protest against Iran's mandatory headscarf law. You've seen the pictures, we shared them in the past. Women in Iran, Muslim women, take off their veil as a form of protest. They're protesting for actual feminist freedom because Iran enforces a draconian law making them wear a headscarf. So all across the Middle East, the hijab is a sign of oppression. It's a sign of the actual patriarchy, and now it's being promoted by feminists. You want to talk about toxic masculinity? That's the only place in which it exists, really, in the world. Few other places, but mainly there. And you're promoting the very symbol of toxic masculinity by claiming it's some kind of feminist symbol. It's not. The women in Syria, liberated from ISIS, discard their veil because ISIS makes them wear it. It's not a feminist symbol. It's not a symbol of freedom to cover up women. I see like 4 or 5-year-old kids running around in hijabs. It's just completely wrong. No matter how hard you try and push this, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Absolutely incredible. Let's tell you again about InfoWarsStore.com before we get into a few final news, because we've got all the great specials up there. Again, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. A ton of great specials. We also have BrainForce. Now, this is what I really want to emphasize. BrainForce. You have to get your BrainForce. You have to stock up for Christmas on BrainForce because it triggers the left like nothing more. I'm going to talk about this every week forever now. Let's just absolutely cash in on this. You remember BuzzFeed, of course. They came out with a big hit piece about our products, saying, oh, is there something wrong with InfoWars products? Turns out, no, they're perfectly fine. Gave us a nice little boost. We actually made money off that hit piece, and we used it to sell more products in the future. We actually created a BuzzFeed special at the time. We should probably create a BrainForce special at some time in the near future, given the amount of triggering that's gone on with the mainstream media as regards to BrainForce, BrainForce Plus, over the past couple of weeks. So you can get your BrainForce stock up for Christmas, get all the other great specials, 50% off a lot of them, with free shipping across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in this final few minutes, let's get back into something that I was talking about in a video, or at least called The New Sexual Puritans. Now, of course, we've had a massive fallout from this sex abuse scandal. Now, if you go up on drudgereport.com, they've got a story about Arianna Huffington turned a blind eye to sexual abuse, sexual assault at the Huffington Post. This is really affecting predominantly the left. Of course, it first emerged out of Hollywood with the Harvey Weinstein revelations. Now it's infecting politics. Over in the UK, we had the Pestminster scandal, so-called, because there was a lot of revelations about sex abuse being uncovered in Westminster. Of course, now it's affecting newsrooms across America, predominantly left-wing. Now, of course, you had sex abuse scandals on the right. You've got the Judge Roy Moore situation. Now he denies the allegations. It's predominantly, though, affects the left, which, of course, is highly ironic because they're the ones who constantly virtue signal about how misogynistic, about how sexist the right is. And yet, what do we see? A lot of the most prominent, vehement male feminists have since been exposed as sexual abusers of women. Because we had the hilarious case of Sam Chris, who was a very prominent hater of mine. He was a Vice writer. I think he also wrote for The Guardian. He was a male feminist. He was one of my most vehement haters. He was a far-left Marxist, constantly virtue-signaling about how we were all misogynistic bigots. Of course, you know what happened to Sam Chris, right? Well, the woman who he sexually assaulted went public and basically laid bare how he was trying to get her to have sex with him. She wasn't interested. He put his hands on her. He sexually assaulted her. He also bragged about, by the way, this is a Marxist, remember. This is a Marxist.
He bragged about how he could take her back to, quote, his parents' massive house, or his massive house. He said, I can take you back to my massive house. The girl said, well, it's not your house, is it? It's your parents' house. And he said, well, yeah, but I'm going to inherit it. This is a Marxist. He's talking about the economic system in that way. And he's sexually assaulting women. And he admitted to it. He's since disappeared from Twitter. And the irony is delectable, because he was the one who was one of the prominent people who was lecturing everybody else about how they need to be an ally of women, a male feminist. He turns out to be an actual sexual abuser, because he also had Rupert Myers, who also had to apologize for groping women. He was a vehement male feminist. So again, the fallout seems to affect predominantly a lot on the left. But as I explained in this video, the new sexual Puritans, which is up on my YouTube channel, it's now kind of crossed over, it's transgressed into something more, which is third wave feminism, having been completely debunked and discredited, now hijacking this scandal as it crosses across the board from the entertainment industry to politics to newsrooms. They're hijacking the scandal to demonize and to demean all men. Now, I give evidence of this in the article, in the video, sorry, because we had Lindy West being given a platform last week, another top feminist, Lindy West, given a platform by the New York Times to basically make the argument that this proves that feminists, third wave, screeching, harpy feminists, were right all along, that all men are evil, that it was right to hate men, that misandry is perfectly okay, because look, look what happened. Look at all these men abusing women. So again, they institute this collectivist narrative where all men, an entire gender, are to blame for the actions of a relative few, if you compare the few who've been exposed to the actual male population in the West, conflate that and use it to demonize all men, to say, look, we were right all along. And what did Lindy West do? What did these other top feminists do in the aftermath of the Harvey Weinstein scandal? Well, they wrote articles, they wrote blogs, they made videos saying basically men need to ascribe to all these different behaviors. In fact, there was one Medium article which listed 20 behaviors that men needed to take, that needed to change and adopt in order to not be an evil sexist, misogynistic abuser of women. So they basically came out and said, look, you're all guilty. You had, what was his name, Matt McGorry, the actor on CNN, come out and say, we're all complicit. All men are complicit in this. We're all guilty. Oh, and by the way, the only way for you to atone for it is to adopt all our demented far-left political beliefs. Well, isn't that a coincidence? The only way we can prove we're not evil sexual abusers is by adopting all your political beliefs. Oh, but this is about protecting women, isn't it? No, it's not. It's about power. It always comes back to power. So in one case, in this Medium article, this top feminist, and it's in the video, you can read the examples, she basically goes through it and said, right, now you need to support abortion, you need to support Black Lives Matter. There was all kind of weird stuff in there, like you need to only watch ethical porn, whatever that is. A bunch of other stuff. She said, you can't use the term social justice warrior anymore. That's sexist. You can't use the term feminazi anymore. Basically an entire list of language policing, of thought policing, of behavior control. And if you don't adopt all of this, you're an evil, sexist, misogynistic abuser of women. That's what they're doing with the fallout from this sexual abuse scandal. They're conflating it, hijacking it, using it for their own ends. That's going to wrap it up for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. War Room is coming up. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Be sure to get the product, Brain Force Plus, at Infowarsstore.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and Bio.